admire you, it was lovely. So this morning, we're going to have a little bit of a Bible lesson. As you have been taught in the Divine Science classes, the Bible is the story of you in process. It describes metaphysically every state of mind that man can possibly experience. The name of every single character that appears in the Bible, as well as the names of every single town and county and country, signifies a specific and certain state of consciousness. When we begin to learn the meaning of the names, we begin to read the Bible in a way that is different than we have ever done before. We become aware of a new book that will reveal itself as new understanding of our own lives. Mary, the mother of Jesus, signifies the soul of each and every one of us. And the Bible tells us that God created man as a living soul. Soul is that which is to receive or become impregnated with whatever is to be. Now, Mary represents the receptivity of truth within you. The soul represents the receptacle within you, which accepts the totality of whatever you are open to receive. The abundance of your beliefs becomes your consciousness. That is your soul awareness of life. And your receptivity to these beliefs expresses in your world as your body, your relationships, and the environment in which you live. The psychologists of our time are convinced that whatever an individual accepts in mind, and whatever an individual through thought, belief, or attitude magnifies in mind, will be revealed in their life. These psychologists are convinced that whatever an individual accepts as true of himself and of others becomes the living reality of their world. They are beginning to agree with the scriptural statement that as a man thinketh, so is he. Every idea that we accept and every idea that we cling to and daily give our attention to, sooner or later, will seek embodiment, either in the world of appearances or in the flesh. It has been proven that whatever seed is planted in the soil, as long as it is planted and kept and nourished, sooner or later it will germinate and burst forth. And so it is with every man's experiences. Whatever your awareness of being receives, whatever your soul receives as an attitude or a conviction or reality, you will see it in one form or another in your life. Observe what you are seeing. Observe what you are experiencing in your life now. You are the builder of your world. Every minute of every day, through your habitual thoughts, you are building your consciousness, your house. Are you giving birth to divine ideas or to beliefs that are contrary to your good? Ask yourselves this. What am I building? Remember, it will be added unto you according to your beliefs. This usually becomes what seems to be an endless cycle, because we have the tendency to look at the world and say, ha, there it is, that which I have always felt has been confirmed. However false your belief may be, however contrary to truth your belief may be, it will be made manifest and visible right out here in the world. As Job assuredly found out when he remarked, "The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me." Our Bible not only gives us case histories of individuals, it also gives us the case histories of nations in process. We are told in the scriptures that thousands of years ago the Israelites were taken captive by the Babylonians. The Israelites represent the unfolding consciousness that is in each of us. It is the beginning of our journey from a physical sense of life to an awakening of our spiritual nature. We are in this state of consciousness right now. We are right now shifting from sense consciousness to spiritual consciousness. And that is why we are here in this sanctuary this morning. We are the Israelites of the Bible. We are leaving the bondage of Egypt, the physical sense of life consciousness, to spiritual consciousness. The leaders and the priests of the Israelites are our thoughts of truth that each one of us are aware of. Not all of our thoughts are awakened to truth, just a few. And that is why there are only a few priests and only a few prophets among the Israelites. The Babylonians, now these folks, they represent confusion. They represent mental and sense confusion. These are the times when we find ourselves in such a confused state of mind that we are completely helpless. We do not know which way to turn. We are captured in Babylon. Now we are told that the Israelites were taken captive by the Babylonians and taken to a foreign land. And during these years of captivity, the priests, the prophets, our spiritual thoughts, would keep reminding the Israelites, or us, that God does not forsake his own. When the midst of the confusion, when we are in the middle of chaos and fear and desolation, turn to God. Turn to the center of your being that knows, even so faintly, that God does not forsake his own. Remind yourselves that God is forever saying, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I am closer than hands and feet. We are further told that each day the Israelites, that is you and me, were reminded by their priests and leaders, that by praising the Lord, that by glorifying the Lord daily, constantly, they would find freedom in a foreign land. They were reminded that they would prosper. They were reminded that they would multiply even in captivity. And so they did. When we and all of humankind learns the simple law, whatever we focus our attention on, whatever we give our attention to, fully, single-mindedly, with perseverance, whatever we think about with all our hearts and all our minds, we are magnifying, we are glorifying, and we are praising. And of course, we will bring it forth in our world of experiences. There is an individual consciousness, and there is a collective consciousness. A nation progresses according to the collective consciousness of its people. This is also the case with any organization, a close-knit family, a club, or a team. Whenever a group of individuals are gathered, the group will automatically form a collective consciousness of its own. This consciousness will be made up of all of the individual consciousness of its members. You may have already discovered that in any gathering, one individual can change the entire atmosphere. One individual can change a home, can change an organization, and even change the world. One individual, Jesus, acquired a consciousness of oneness, a consciousness of the presence of God, and he forever changed the race mind. It is not a personality, a human individual, that makes the change. It is consciousness. It is an awareness of being that goes before you, removing all obstacles. I of mine own self can do nothing. It is my consciousness of total good that doeth the works. Consciousness as a law does not judge. It does not discriminate. It is always receptive. Whatever we impregnate the soul awareness with, it will deliver in abundance. What have your thoughts been on this past week? Do you daily praise the traffic in the morning and the bus in the subway? Do you glorify the unpleasant individuals we come in contact with? Do you glorify the quality of the food at a local restaurant? Or do you glorify the stories we hear in news broadcasts or read in the newspaper? Do we magnify disappointment in the ending of summer and the coming of cold weather and the snow and the ice and the slush? Are these the things that we glorify and magnify and give praise to? Do we come to church on Sunday to give our undivided attention to what is being said for 20 minutes and expect that to take care of us throughout the week? A very wise teacher once said, "You do not accumulate brownie points in heaven for use on a rainy day. Every day is a new day. We build consciousness every day." If you were to add up the totality of your thoughts for one day, do you know what the tally would be? Just take a look at your environment and you will know. Whatever you magnify and glorify and praise, right where you are, this is what you will outpicture in your life. Can you begin to see how you can correct any condition and any situation right now, right here where you are? Right now, this very moment, and right here where you are, you can correct your situation and your circumstances. You do not have to go anywhere, and you do not have to stop whatever it is that you're doing. You do not have to displace people. You do not have to move. You do not have to go to church. You do not have to see counselors or therapists. Right now and right where you are, you can begin to change your awareness of being, and you can change your life. Begin by identifying with the one creative principle of all of life, and you will change your life for the better, and those around you will also reap a benefit. I did say that you didn't have to go to church to find God, and I know that sounds a little strange coming from a minister on a pulpit on a Sunday morning. But God is not in this sanctuary any more than he is in your office, in your home, or in your grocery store. No one place is more sacred than another, and no one place or thing has a claim on God. Do you know what God is omnipresent means? It means that God is right where you are all the time. You take God with you wherever you go, and you are included in God. Wherever you turn to him. Wherever you find yourself, he is there. Consciousness, your awareness of his presence, your consciousness of God goes before you, making all things right. If God is in your consciousness, who or what can be against you? What is of man will come to nothing. What is of God is forever and cannot be overthrown. As we continue our Bible story, we are told that the people practiced what their priests and their prophets told them, and they were eventually restored to their beloved Jerusalem, the city of peace. Over the years, the Israelites, your desires for spiritual truth, were told that if they would pray for a deliverer, for a savior, for a great teacher, God would answer their prayer. For thousands of years, this entire nation prayed for their deliverer. The child born of Mary was the outpicturing of that which was magnified and that which was glorified and praised in consciousness. What is in consciousness will come forth in your life. when you persevere, when you are committed, when you are single-minded, and when you are devoted, you will bring it forth. The prophet Isaiah tells us, a maiden shall conceive and bear a son. His name was to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Bible is filled with great truths. It is the story of our evolution from the sense man to the Christ man. You have never been closer to God than you are this morning. Keep your vision steadfast on truth. Keep your desires alive in your search for God, and keep your consciousness open and receptive. Your soul is Mary. It has conceived. Be at peace, and a child shall be brought forth. You shall bear fruit, and it will be your Christ consciousness. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? So take the opportunity to settle in your seat. Place your feet flat on the floor and your hands in a comfortable position, either in your lap or at your sides. And take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. And we inhale goodness of God. We inhale life and beauty and purity. And we let go, we release. We release all that is not of God. We release our negative thoughts. We release our negative feelings. We release any jealousy we are harboring. Let everything go. It does not belong in your mind. Let go and be still. And go deep within. Go within to the very center of your being, where our Father waits, where He welcomes you with open arms, with unconditional love, and with a peace that passes all human understanding. Let us sit and be still and be at peace. As a beloved child of God, you can repeat your soul's awareness of life, that I am in God. God is in me. God and I are one. I am God directed. I am God protected. I am God prospered. I am God blessed. I move in the consciousness of wisdom and intelligence, and I am free from all bondage. I am complete in God. For the Lord blesses me and keeps me in all of His ways. Amen. The Lord blesses you and He keeps you. He causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you, and He lifts your consciousness and gives you His infinite, eternal, and unconditional love. He gives you His wisdom and His peace and His total good. Amen.